Aid to isolated villages grows critical in Indonesia's quake zone. A child ministry in the Philippines gets inundated with more bad news. And a satellite television outreach brings hope to Persia's disillusioned youth. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Survivors of Indonesia's deadly earthquake have developed illnesses caused by poor living conditions in western Sumatra. Shelter and food remain key concerns in the mountainous regions weeks after the disaster. Global Aid Network's Al Goff spoke to us from the United Nations disaster headquarters.
They have been absolutely beside themselves trying to figure out why nobody has shown up.
Aid groups are getting immediate needs met in the larger population centers. Goff says remote villages are just too far down the priority list.
What we've tried to do is really focus our attention in areas that are very difficult to reach, villages where people just can't get to.
The areas where they're sending medical teams are mainly Muslim areas, making ministry trickier. However,
what we have generally found is that when you have gone that far out of your way to help, people do ask for the hope that is within you. And so we told our people, be absolutely willing to share, to love, pray.
Next, many in the Philippines are still reeling from the effects of Typhoon Parma and the resulting floods. Though the rains have now stopped, some places are still underwater, and now there's mudslides to contend with. All of Compassion International's church partners have been affected, as well as 19 of their child development centers. Parma left 240 dead and over $100 million worth of damage. Compassion seeks to set children free from physical and spiritual poverty, so pray for the strength to complete this mission now more than ever. Visit our website if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7 Pars, a Christian satellite television service to Persia, wants to expand their ministry to youth. Currently, they have an hour of programming for teens repeated three times daily. But Sat7's Sarah Afshari says it's not enough because Persian youth are disillusioned.
The most isolated people in Iran at the moment are teenagers. The reason, because they don't belong to the culture of their parents. They don't know where they belong. And unfortunately, no one is taking attention of that.
Sat7 wants to change this by presenting the gospel with more programming aimed towards youth. Afshari says they're seeing responses, even though there's risk involved.
Iran has a huge hostility against Christianity. The people do come to Christ, and when they realize what is the message, it is the message of eternity, and that is the spring living water, and that's why they take risk and they come to Christ.
You can help restore the hope of one teen for an entire year for just a dollar. Elsewhere, HCJB Global sponsored a contest challenging believers to be the voice and hands of Jesus. President Wayne Peterson explains the heart behind HCJB's contest.
We just want to infect more and more U.S. believers with the passion to reach out to places that have yet to hear the gospel, yet to experience Christ's love expressed through our voice and hands.
10 winners received funding toward their mission trip and a flip camera to record their actions.
It was just such an energizing thing for our people and for the winners.
Next week, we'll hear from winners Jared and Hannah Norton, who worked with orphans in Bulgaria. Jared says their ministry made Christianity more than just religion.
All of what they know of religion is very pious and sort of dead to real life. It's just something they do on the weekend.
Tune in next Tuesday to hear more about the winners of HCJB Global's Voice and Hands contest. And in Midland, Texas, more single-parent families can soon overcome the negative effects of poverty and abuse. Buckner International recently announced a $600,000 expansion of its Midland Family Place by providing support and resources. Buckner Family Place brings opportunity to show the love of Christ to hurting families in the region. But this growth needs funding, too. Buckner's working to meet a matching grant, and if you want to help support this ministry vision, go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.